It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey. Thanks for checking us out on a Saturday. It always means a lot when you check in on a Saturday, but especially on a holiday weekend like Memorial Day. I know you could be on a road trip right now fighting with your spouse or significant other, like most of America. Everybody takes that driving selfie when they back out of the driveway, like, look at us, we're going somewhere. An hour later, it's like, I hate you, I hope you die. Take it as a guy who's taken a few 600-mile road trips with the love of his life, I might add. So shout out to Jenny Fela. But a shout out to you. This is, of course, the Fox Across America game ball. We give it out every week to the person who made the biggest difference in my broadcast experience. Now, if I was being honest, I would actually give this to the callers this week. We had this horrific, senseless tragedy in Uvalde, Texas. And rather than doing a blame game thing where we yelled about Democrats and yelled about the cops, yeah, we made fun of Beto, but how could you not? I mean, at this point, it should be against the law to take Beto seriously. But for the most part, what I did is I conducted a town hall style show where we took just dozens and dozens of calls. And I was so blown away by how much wisdom, how much insight was on the other end of that line. I mean, again, I joked on the air on Friday that you guys were so smart, it's now giving me like an intellectual inferiority complex. But I don't actually mean that because I came into this gig knowing I wasn't smart and that wasn't going to be the hook of the show. That being said, Martha McCallum is smart. She's the host of The Story. You can watch it Monday through Friday here on Fox News. And she just made one brilliant point after another when she was on the show, assessing the state of affairs in this country, the breakdown of the nuclear family and the decline of, you know, just good values in society and just base level things we need to reinvest in beyond the political issues that we constantly fight over, like what to do about guns. Okay, you can't tell me that solving the gun legislation is going to solve the problem because the legislation doesn't eliminate bad people. We've got a lot of bad people in society. Thankfully, none of them seem to be listening to this show because everybody was phenomenal. That being said, only one of you can have the game ball. Martha McCallum could have me thrown off of this building in 2 seconds if I said the wrong thing. So I'm just giving it to her in a pure act of self-preservation. But please take time to remember our troops this weekend and check me out on the 5 this coming Monday if you're not too blitzed at your barbecue. Martha McCallum, come get your game ball. I need some escapism. Would you allow me? I want to talk about your Fox Nation special really quick off the top. It's called The Secret History of World War II. I know it's available this Monday, May the 30th. Can you just indulge me for 2 minutes so I don't have to be in a political fight?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning it. You know, I've always been passionate about studying the history of World War II. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book called Unknown Valor about the Pacific Theater, mm-hmm. looking at the Pearl Harbor through Iwo Jima chapter. Mm-hmm. And we've been working on this wonderful series called The Secret Histories of World War II. And it really breaks down a number of stories and tells stories that a lot of people are not aware of. Mm-hmm. And there's 3 that we have been working on. One is called The Ghost Army. It's about an inflatable division, essentially. And it really was sort of a psychological operation to create fake forces with inflatable tanks and noise machines that emulated the sounds of lots of troops to kind of throw the Germans off as a decoy. And, you know, I mean, in the history of warfare, decoys have been used for since the beginning of war. Mm-hmm. They became a bit more sophisticated in World War II, and it was a successful mission. That was on the backs of a number of you know, little-known individuals like George Dramus from Ashtabula, Ohio. So Ghost Army is a really fascinating story that I think a lot of people haven't heard. And the other is about the attack on the Panay, which was an attack on a U.S. naval ship prior to Pearl Harbor that I think a lot of people aren't familiar with either. And that's really an incredible story that comes on the heels of the Japanese Imperial Army's invasion of China, mm-hmm. And in the wake of the rape of Nanking, which was one of the most brutal Japanese invasions in China. Mm-hmm. And what happened there is an epic and horrible story, but this is an interesting sort of side story to it. Mm-hmm. And then there's Codebreakers, which is what it sounds like. It's one of the first generations of cryptologists who, you know, did their work from an intelligence center called Station Hypo in a basement, and, you know, some super smart men named Joseph Rochefort and his partner there were just, they did incredible work to uncover some of the U-boat movements, and really, you know, it could be argued change the tide of the war. So they're fascinating stories, and I think everybody will really enjoy learning more about them.
Oh, no question. And they get some bonus Martha time. It's The Secret History of World War II. It's available Monday, May the 30th on Fox Nation. What I would suggest to these viewers is they watch your Fox Nation special first, and then I'm on the 5 on Memorial Day doing a special viewer mail episode of the show. So you could almost be my opening act, or do I have to be yours? Like, where's your ego on this one?
I'm happy to be your opening act, Jimmy.
That's going right on the resume. We just clipped the audio. It is already. I already sent it down the hall, McCallum. It's gone now. I'm kidding. Oh, wow. Well, Martha McCallum's on the line. If you're just joining us, and yes, her new special is called Secret History of World War II. It is available Monday, May the 30th on Fox Nation. But World War III is breaking out on social media right now while you're covering World War II. It's really been an ugly week in media. And what I'm so disappointed in, and I'm sure you share some of this disappointment, I would imagine, is just the people trying to leverage this suffering right now for their own political gain. Like, I can't imagine when you get off the phone with me, you're cutting a political check to Beto O'Rourke, are you?
Yeah, probably not. Shocking moment yesterday. We were watching that live, and I was talking to my producer, and I said, this is, you know, when he went into the room, nobody knew who it was. Like, oh, there's a heckler in the room. Somebody's creating a disturbance. This is the kind of thing we see a lot. I said, that's Beto O'Rourke. And, you know, it's a gamble, right, for him. He's hoping that it will generate some interest, some publicity, no doubt, for his governor's campaign against Governor Abbott. I think it's a sad way to approach something like that. I really do. And I think it will probably backfire for him. But, you know, he also got a lot of praise for it on some of the other networks for, you know, busting in there and sort of taking his stand. So we'll see how that works out for him. He's had a couple of unsuccessful runs, one at the presidency, one at Senate. And now he's going to try for governor of Texas, and we'll see what happens.
The hat trick. It is amazing. He's the Buffalo. Exactly. He's the Buffalo Bills of politics. You know, they'd lose the Super Bowl 3 years in a row.
Oh,
I know. I don't mean it. I know that came home. I know. It was tough. Do you wish on some level, this is a question I had about this, because I really don't want to get into a political food fight. I just wanted to take on Beto. But I wish, and I'd like to think we could all agree to pool our resources and maybe study what is going on. You know, I know there's, you know, people are very passionate about guns in one direction or the other, but there have to be common threads amongst the guys that are doing this stuff. And there has to be a role being played by, I don't know if it's society or medication or social media or anything in between. Don't you think it would be so much more constructive to start with attacking, you know, some type of study as opposed to just alienating whatever side of the country doesn't agree with us?
Yeah. And you know what makes me think about that is, you know, just sadly, 2 weeks ago, during the event that happened in Buffalo at Tops, when all of those individuals lost their lives, it became all about, you know, the time that this person had spent looking at and commenting on white supremacist websites and, you know, on social media, right? Mm-hmm. And then it becomes, so now this time around, it's like, what is it? You know, and when you look at the common threads, in fact, Maureen Callahan wrote a really interesting piece on this. She's going to be on my show this afternoon in the New York Post. And the common thread really isn't what ethnic group they belong to or what crazy stuff they look at online. The fact is that the common thread is that there is a brand of angry young American man who is capable of carrying out these kinds of heinous attacks. And I think that you can't deny the fact that this seems to happen here way more than it happens in other places.
Sure.
It's something we need to be honest about and talk about as a country. We have lost these young men, and they are a symbol, I think, of something that is very, very broken in our culture and in our country. And I think you can point to a number of things. You can point to family. You can point to the lack of cohesion in communities. We need to be better at, I think also between the pandemic and you know, having our face in our phones all the time, we've become so insular that we don't just look up and go, you know what? Something's not right there over there.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe we ought to get together as a community and figure out what's going on with that young man. you know, it's, I also think that there's, you know, in terms of the mental health issues, a lot of families who maybe don't have the means or the wherewithal or whatever it is to seek out help for their child. Or in some cases, and I think about the reports back during Sandy Hook, Adam Lanza's mom had looked into basically getting him committed to an institution. Yeah. And it didn't happen. It couldn't happen. She couldn't make it happen. Mm-hmm. And there does need to be a place in society for places like that, for people who can't safely live in society. Now, that's a very high bar, mm-hmm. but there are people who are not safe in society and need somebody to watch after them and look after them. So I think that one of the things that's different this time, and I hate even saying that because then a week later it seems to be gone, but yeah. I think that there's an acceptance that there is something deeply wrong in our country, mm-hmm. and that really we need to wake up and look at each other and figure out who we are and how we're letting this happen.
I think it's so spot on. Martha McCallum is on the line if you're just joining us. She's, of course, the host of The Story, also known as my opening act here at Fox News. let me ask you this. With your special coming out on Memorial Day, The Secret History of World War II, it's the last question you have to answer, and you've survived. How is Martha McCallum on Memorial Day? Do you get rowdy at the barbecue? Is there another Martha we don't know about? Neighbors call the cops. You show up to work with a face tattoo on Tuesday. How does it work?
That could happen. You know what? I love Memorial Day. I love the 4th of July. I love to have a good time. I love summertime. I like a good dive bar.
Whoa.
And I like a good beer. So yes, I think that, you know, all of those things fall into the realm of possibility, Jimmy. Anything can happen. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, Martha McCallum, you could run for president on dive bars and a good beer, and you're going to get a lot of votes. The only thing, I can't be your running mate because I won't pass the background check, but I will stump for you all day if that's the campaign, Martha.
Well, thank you. I'm going to put you down for that.
I'll be there. I'm a campaign surrogate. It's The Secret History of World War II. It's available Monday, May the 30th on Fox Nation. Martha, of course, available on your television today at 3 p.m. on The Story. Go get him. I really appreciate your time today.
Good to be with you, Jimmy. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. And remember all of those people who gave their lives and sacrificed their lives for our freedom on Memorial Day. Go to a parade in your town if it exists. I'm going to be at one with my family, and I highly recommend it. And then go have a beer at a dive bar.
There it is. Yeah, save some beer for us, Martha. Okay. That is it for me. I have made it through what I consider to be one of the most challenging news cycles I've ever covered, but one of the best times I've ever had in radio, in the sense that we really got to hear the voice of our listeners. So seriously, thank you for being a part of that, whether you listened, whether you called in. This bud's for you. I am off to the backyard to get tanked with Lincoln and Emily and Kennedy. Wish me luck. Hopefully I get back here in one piece on Monday.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.